If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hey, John Williams, I know people in Rockford who'd love for Rockford to not be part of Illinois. I don't know if they can hopscotch to Indiana. Maybe they could be part of Wisconsin. But here's Todd Houston, who is the Indiana House Speaker. Todd, you're on WGN in Chicago. Hi.
Hey, John. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Likewise. How would this work? Do the laws either of the states or the federal government allow for one state to adopt counties from another?
Well, the laws, there's actually a federal process for this to take place. Each state would pass a bill to set a commission. We're obviously in the process right now of passing that bill. A bill's been authored in Illinois to do the same. If those bills pass, then the commission will be formed. The commission would then make the recommendations on how it would proceed. And then those recommendations would need to be adopted by each of the states and then approved at the federal level. So, yes, there's a articulated process on how this would take place.
So you have to court the Illinois legislature then, too, huh?
We do. And we think there's, you know, obviously this began with the idea, you know, we just happened to notice that this past November, seven counties in Illinois voted to succeed. And then, you know, after that kind of caught our attention, we realized that actually the total number was 33, about a third of Illinois counties. And at that point, we thought, well, geez, they might be serious, but why are they thinking about succeeding? You know, when we think we have a lot to offer in Indiana. About 100,000 people from Illinois since 2020 have already moved from Illinois into Indiana. So we thought, you know, we'd love to have that conversation with Illinois about what this might look like.
And I suppose the people in southern Illinois would feel a closer affinity to the politics, the life and culture. You know, you guys aren't France, but I mean, Illinois is, Chicago is different than Indiana. And I can see why southern Illinoisans might feel disenchanted with Chicago and more inclined to be part of Indiana. At least that's what they think. I wonder if that happened then, how would their lives change? And would Indiana necessarily want the, among other things, burden of counties that are financially strapped, that actually extract more money from the Chicago area than they produce?
Well, John, just what you said is that, you know, a lot of these counties have very similar economic environments that we have here in Indiana. They're agricultural and manufacturally based. You know, we think in bringing them into a fold where you have a less taxed, less regulated environment, there'd be huge opportunities for economic growth that they don't have in Illinois. And I would just note, even as, and I heard before the break, you rightfully said Chicago's a world-class and a great city with tremendous suburbs, but you know, as you know, there's a huge flocking of people from the Chicagoland area into Northwest Indiana. So, you know, I think, again, a lot of people found the benefits of what's taking place in Indiana. And we think, you know, with the opportunity to be in a less tax, you know, less regulated environment with more economic stability at the state and local levels, that those counties in southern Illinois would have great opportunities for growth.
Well, how nice of you. Or why are you doing this then? What's in it for you?
Well, look, I mean, I think, you know, if you know, you always talk about if you're in a business world, like if you're not growing, you're dying. And we look at a group of people that, you know, they're clearly disenfranchised. They clearly are frustrated. They've taken upon themselves to, again, 33 counties of saying, you know, we want a different option. Right now, the option they voted on is succession. We're just saying, look, instead of succeeding, there's actually a process in place for you to join us, and we'd love to have that conversation.
Sure, I get that. But do you worry that this would actually cost Indianapolis more money than it produces? I mean, this might actually be advantageous to Illinois. I'll ask you about the Electoral College and congressional representation in a minute, but I wonder if you guys realize what you're getting here.
Well, look, this is step one, John, and we would totally acknowledge it's a step one. But, you know, we think with the fact of the matter is we've seen economic growth in so many of most of the counties in our state that we could bring that same type of economic growth. And again, we want to explore those discussions.
Yeah.
There's a lot of details, but I think the answer to your question is, yeah, we'd love to have that conversation.
And who's we? I mean, so has this passed the Indiana legislature?
No, we're in the process right now. Obviously, we just started our legislative session. The House will pass this bill in the next couple of weeks. They'll go over to our Senate colleagues, and I expect that they will pass it too. And you know, it's been interesting as people have learned about this bill. I think, you know, people initially are like, you know, really? I mean, what are you really talking about? When you explain to them, though, that 33 counties have taken this action, they're like, that's interesting.
Has this happened before? Have counties seceded from one state to another?
Well, as you may know, I mean, this has been a hot topic of conversation, particularly in Eastern Washington and Oregon, and they're talking to Idaho. There's been a conversation now between this, you know, kind of similar type of conversations about Iowa and Southern Minnesota. So, you know, I think there are these types of discussions. And by the way, this border thing, the reason this border commission's been put in place in other states is, as you can imagine, in smaller places, including we have this in the Indiana, Michigan, there have been small scale disputes on where the border is, and that's why there's a process.
All right.
There's a process in place to do it.
How far north in Illinois then do you imagine the state getting lopped off? Where would be the line?
Again, I would presume to say we would form the commission, look at where the 33 counties are, and begin those discussions.
Carbondale, which is just, you know, or Edwardsville, which is just east of St. Louis. Do you think it would be, say, St. Louis on down?
Well, I mean, I think that's the question to be happy to ask. I mean, again, 33 of the counties, as you know, many of those counties are predominantly in either central or southern Illinois. Some border the state of Indiana, some as far west as almost bordering the state of Missouri. So, you know, I think it would be across, you know, I mean, you know.
Would they have to be contiguous? Would they have to be contiguous?
Yeah, they would have to be. Yeah, they'd have to be contiguous to make any sense at all.
Sure. Yep. And then J.B. Pritzker isn't going to sign any legislation like this. And you know what the politics are in our state. So I wonder if you have to wait for a sea change here, or how would you get Illinois to cooperate?
Well, I thought it was interesting for your break. You made a point about, you know, how would the Chicago and Chicagoland folks feel about this? And again, you know, if this encourages the governor and others to focus and pay more attention to people in southern Illinois, it doesn't work out with Indiana, we fully appreciate that too. Look, we have a strong, you know, interest in having a strong and successful Chicago and Illinois. But for us, you know, again, when that many counties have raised their hand to say we want to succeed, we just want to make sure that they're considering all their options.
You're going to have to be nice to us if you're going to get this through the Illinois legislature. Hey, what about this, though? Is your game that actually the reason Illinois might not like this, besides just, you know, the obvious reasons that that's our state, you can't have it, whatever, is that if your population increased, so too would your congressional representation, and so too would the Electoral College then go redder still. Is that the big game you're playing here?
No, I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell you that wouldn't be the case in today's current environment. You don't know what the environment's going to be in future years, so I think you have to do this because you think it in the long term makes sense, whatever the short term political ramifications might be. But I mean, that I you know, I'm sure that's something that people want to consider.
That's not
a consideration.
That's not a big consideration for you in this.
No, because I think in actuality, I mean, you can't do something. You have this conversation trying to win in the short term some, you know, strategic electoral advantage when, you know, you're making long term changes.
It's nice to talk to you today, Todd. Well, really interesting, and you know what an uphill battle that'll be just on our side of the line. But let's continue to talk, and it's nice to make your acquaintance.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me today.
Todd Houston is the Indiana House Speaker.